We are on. Bonjour.
Bonjour John, ça va?
Très bien, toi?
Ça va très bien, merci. Je suis
Really
à...
exciting.
Pardon?
This is really exciting that we are connected.
Je sais, finalement.
Finalement, yeah, finalement.
Ça marche.
So for
Donc...
our listeners, we are actually not in the same location. We're in different locations. I'm in my home area, and my friend Aurora is in a different part of the country.
Oui, je suis aujourd'hui, je suis à Gulf Shores dans l'Alabama. J'ai quitté, I left Dawsonville il y a presque 3 semaines, almost 3 weeks.
Oh, wow, hace mucho tiempo, a long time ago. Almost.
Oui,
It's been such a long time.
oui, mais nous avons fait beaucoup de choses. We did a lot. We went to many places already. Déjà beaucoup d'endroits, beaucoup d'endroits. Nous sommes passés d'abord, we went first to the Springs in Florida.
Comment Detroit Springs en France?
Les sources, j'allais justement le dire. I was just about to say it. Yes, thank you for asking. Yes, springs in French, we say source, which is the same word that when you say source in English. Source,
Ah,
we
ok.
pronounce it.
En espagnol, nous disons manantiales. Manantiales is the word for springs in Spanish.
Ah, d'accord. Merci beaucoup. Yeah, we went through the. Oh, it's that name is really funny. It's called Etchetokni Springs. That's the first. These are the first springs we stopped at. Etchetokni in Florida, and we did tubing there, tubing and kayaking.
Oh,
Nous
that's
avons
plenty.
flotté sur une grosse bouée.
Oh là là.
You know, the tubing is like a big buoy, you know. Donc, on dit une bouée en français. Une bouée for the tube. Il pleuvait beaucoup. Il pleuvait la première semaine, the first week. Il a plu énormément. It rained a lot.
Oh, you just answered the question I was about to ask. I was about to ask,
Ah!
¿cómo es el tiempo? ¿Cómo es el clima? Yeah, how was the weather there?
Yeah,
Okay.
aujourd'hui à Alabama, il fait beau et chaud et le soleil est ici. It is beautiful, it is hot and the sun is out. Aujourd'hui, today.
Here is a little bit overcast, nublado. ¿Cómo se
Ah.
dice, cómo dicho overcast o
Alors,
nublado en francés?
on dit couvert, couvert, like you would say, covered, couvert. Il, oui, le temps
Okay.
est couvert. Le temps est couvert. Le temps is the weather. Weather is overcast.
Like the
Tout
sun
à
is
fait.
hiding.
Exactement. Il est, the sun is covered by the clouds.
Yes,
I love how the French, language is so descriptive. We can
it
just
is like
guess.
painting. It's like painting a picture with words.
Oui. Et nous sommes allés, we went to Fort DeSoto. Fort DeSoto est à côté de, comment ça s'appelle? Attends. Saint-Petersburg. La ville Saint-Petersburg in Florida. Fort DeSoto, oh, c'était magnifique. Vraiment. Beautiful, beautiful campsite. We went to. Gorgeous. It was raining still, though. A lot.
Estás acampando, you are camping out there, right?
Well, pas aujourd'hui, but when we went for the springs, we did. We camped the entire time in the rain. We lost a few things, but that goes along with, getting rained on for days on end.
Yeah, it's been a bit, the weather has been a bit temperamental, you know, iffy here. Just went at the east coast of the United States, and I think it just left New England yesterday. I'm not sure it's somewhere.
Everywhere we went, all the people we spoke to, everybody has spoken of the weather being really rainy this year. So I was, you know, that we get rained on so much was not like a fluke. Everybody got it.
Right.
But yeah, but I think when we got to Punta Gorda in Florida, we went to Punta Gorda and we stayed there for about a week, and we had overcast weather first, but then it really got beautiful, and since then it stopped raining and we have been able to enjoy outdoor activities without the rain. We have seen beautiful lever du soleil et coucher du soleil. Sunrise, lever du soleil, and coucher du soleil when the sun set down. So in Florida, we have the most beautiful pictures, and I will send you some to that. You can add it to our podcast so that our listeners maybe can see a picture.
I've been sure, and actually, I was just looking for Punta Gorda on the map, on Google Maps. And I see here that it is close to Fort Myers.
Yes, it is.
Right on the Gulf, yes.
Absolutely, yes.
Well, you're really far south in Florida. And I noticed there's a little park, a little park, Ponce de León. Have you heard of Ponce de León?
Yes, yes. Well, we have Ponce de León, you know, that's a famous name. And we did go to the spring, not this time, of Ponce de León.
So did you know that there is, you know, that the legend around Ponce de León, the Spanish conquistador? So he basically came from Spain, and he was looking for the fountain of youth, La Fuente de la Eterna Juventud.
Okay.
Are you familiar with that story, the Fountain of Youth, that Ponce de León was looking for?
No, I'm not. Go ahead and tell us about it.
So basically, Ponce de León, the Spanish conquistador, somehow believed there was a place called the Fountain of Youth, or Fuente de la Eterna Juventud, where if somebody would bathe in those waters of that fountain, they could, you know, I don't know, live forever, or, you know, somehow become young again, something like that. So it's basically the story about it.
I remember hearing about it when I went to the springs, and that was, I would say, I think it was a couple of years ago that Damon and I went to the springs, and we did go in the water, and maybe that is why we look so young and vibrant. Actually, I just thought of that. Thank you.
Exactly.
Now I know.
Wait.
I should go back. Make sure it lasts forever.
And actually, Ponce de León first arrived in San Agustin, in more East Florida.
Yes.
But then somehow he traveled all throughout North and Central and South Florida, looking in vain for the so-called Fountain of Youth. And he couldn't find it, of course. It's buried somewhere in there.
Absolutely. Yes, you're right. Absolutely. You know what else? You know what else I have seen very up close? The dolphin.
Yes.
Dolphin.
Oh la la.
Oui. Vraiment, très proche. Ils ont nagé. They came swimming really close to us. I was not in the water. I was on the side, you know, but still, they were like 5 feet away. It was, you know, I took pictures, but the pictures only, you know, by the time it clicked, you can only see the part sticking out of the water. Even though I was trying to take it while he was gonna in and out of the water, I only got that little piece that sticks out of the water. So can't really see well. But yeah, you know, dolphins is something so beautiful. I love watching dolphins.
And the delfines. I love dolphins. One of my probably one of my favorite marine animals. And the octopus. Also is another one of my favorite animals.
Uh-huh.
Dolphins are just so intelligent and so friendly. Muy inteligentes y muy amigables.
Mm-hmm. To say, I was in Punta Gorda for the 4th of July. J'ai vu les feux d'artifice, fireworks, les feux d'artifice. Ah, gorgeous. Oh, I took videos of it too.
En español, we say fuegos artificiales, like
See, it's very close to the French word. It translates the French word, fire of artifice. You said that's how you say in Spanish, right? Fuego is
for fire. Fuegos is for fire, and artificiales for artificial.
Uh huh. Yeah, just like in French. Isn't that funny? Yeah, firework. That's, you know, it's not as descriptive as, you know, feu d'artifice or fuego de artificio. Is it how you said it? Fuego de artificio?
Two words. Fuegos artificiales.
Oh, fuego artificiale. D'accord. Merci.
I saw also some fuegos artificiales for 4 de julio, for 1st of July. The lake, we did some, you know, barbecuing, and it was fun. It was a good, the fireworks were not as spectacular as some that I've seen in previous years, but they were good. They were nice.
Uh-huh.
The neighbors put on a good show.
Wait, and before arriving to Gulf Shore, nous nous sommes arrêtés. We made a stop to visit some of my friends in Carabel. Carabel is another city in the Panhandle in Florida. So we stopped there.
Yeah, Carabel. I remember.
Yeah, that's where I lived last year for the summer. So, but tomorrow, demain, we are leaving for New Orleans, La Nouvelle Orléans.
Oh la la, très bien, très bien.
Oui.
So, I guess our next episode, when we record again, you will be recording, broadcasting from New Orleans. That is so exciting. I cannot wait. So basically, friends, amigos y amigas, the name of this new season is On the Road with Aurora. At least that's where I renamed it. Just to help us learn and keep track of what Aurora is doing. And she's traveling throughout the United States. I'm a little envious of her because she's doing so we definitely wish her safe travels. Un buen y seguro viaje.
Merci. Merci beaucoup. Et donc, nous nous parlerons. We speak again. Bientôt. Soon.
Hasta la próxima.
A bientôt.
We hope you enjoyed this episode as much as we enjoy recording it.
And absolutely.
Please write to us and let us know what you would like best and what you would like to learn in future episodes.
Oui, nous voulons vous entendre. Our email address is speakfrenchandspanish@gmail.com. You can also like us on Facebook.
And you can also find us on Twitter and Instagram under our handle, French4Spanish. And from us, we say...
A la prochaine!
Hasta la próxima!